The title of the sermon this evening is Idols and Graven Images. Idols and Graven Images. Look at verse 4 again. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto 1,000 of them that love me and keep my commandments." Now, this is known as the second commandment of the Bible. The first is, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." But the second commandment is a little bit of a multifaceted commandment in the sense that it has a few different instructions here. And I think the second part, you know, as far as America's concerned or Christianity's concerned, a lot of people are probably on board with. A lot of people kind of understand how this is wrong. But it feels like the first part of this instruction or this commandment, people are confused or people don't really understand. But I believe it's just as straightforward and just as simple as far as verse number 5. But verse number 4 makes it very clear, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." I mean, the Bible just plainly states that you're not supposed to make graven images. And I believe that it's wrong for us to possess, own, make graven images or statues or structures or these type of things. And the Bible makes it very clear that it's specifically related to things that are in heaven or on the earth or under the earth. And in later portions of the scripture, it'll give you more specific examples of what the Bible means by this. But the Bible's real clear that you're not supposed to make these things. Now, additionally, it also says that you're also not supposed to bow down and worship them, and they're not supposed to be gods. And really, I think the Bible makes a little bit of a distinction here between the idea of a graven image and an idol. You know, obviously, an idol is kind of going beyond just simply a graven image in the sense that it's actually representing, you know, maybe a false god or something that you kind of are worshiping. But even if it wasn't, you know, a false god or something you're necessarily deciding to worship, I believe even just making the graven image in and of itself is also wrong. Now, go over to Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. I want to prove these things to you in the Bible this evening, but go to Deuteronomy chapter number 4, and we're going to get more instruction here. Now, Deuteronomy is kind of a reiteration of the commandments that God has given us, and really, when it comes to the commandments in the Bible, it's hard to find commandments that are going to be more important than the Ten Commandments, okay? I mean, these are some of the more prolific commandments of the Bible, some of the more emphasize commandments in the Word of God, and for good reason. You know, idolatry is not a minor sin in the Bible. It's not a minor issue. It's not something that only a few people are affected by, but rather it's a major sin that affects a lot of religion, a lot of cultures, a lot of people. And so the commandments, in my opinion, really kind of trickle down as far as importance. You kind of have, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Obviously, that's probably the most important. You got to only have the Lord, right? You need to have the Lord as your God. He's the one you'd worship. The second commandment, though, is going to be really, really important, really emphasized. You're not supposed to make graven images. You're not supposed to bow down to these things. You're not supposed to worship them. And it's something that we see in the Bible is a major temptation for the children of Israel, a major struggle, something that they constantly are violating and really falling back into. And really, religions of today, many of them struggle with idolatry, graven images, and these type of false religion aspects. Even within Christianity, you have the Catholics, and the Catholics are major idolaters. They have tons of graven images in their churches, in their religion and everything like that. And the Bible gets really explicit as far as what a graven image is. Now, right before we get to this, I just want to read for the context, chapter number 4. Look at verse 1. It says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, under the statutes and under the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." Now, the Lord's emphasizing that these commandments he's giving him are very important. You're not supposed to add any extras, but also you're not supposed to diminish aught. Now, what's aught? Aught is just anything, just even just a little bit. He doesn't want you to just diminish the Word of God, even just a hair, or the commandments, just a hair. He wants them to be followed strictly, you know, correctly, not just like, well, we got most of it. You know, we got portions of it. And you have to understand, even though it's the Ten Commandments, there's a lot of instructions even found within the commandments. You know, like, thou shalt not covet. It starts labeling lots of things, right? Like your house, your neighbor's wife. It's not like, well, I don't covet my neighbor's wife, but I do covet his house. Well, no, that would be diminishing that commandment. You're not supposed to covet anything. Or when the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, it's not okay, well, I honor my father, but I don't have to honor my mother. No, you have to honor both. There's still multi aspects to that particular commandment. So if the Bible's saying you're not supposed to make any graven image and you're not supposed to bow down to it, it's not okay to say like, well, I don't bow down to it, but I did make it. No, you want to follow all of it. You don't want to diminish aught from any of the commandments or try to cherry pick which aspects of the commandments you're going to follow and say, well, I'll honor my mother, but not my father. No, you got to honor both, okay? You don't want to diminish any aspect of the commandment. Now look at verse 13. The Bible says, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Now, let me remind you something. The 10 commandments were literally written by God. I mean, God with his own finger wrote, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. I mean, God literally wrote that in Hebrew, obviously not English per se, but he literally wrote that commandment into stone. Now, don't you think that would be a little important if it's like God took the time to write something in stone? You're just like, well, I don't know. No, it's a really important commandment. It's a really important instruction. He says in verse 14, the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Now what he's saying is this event of the delivering of the word of God is extremely unique, meaning you've never had God deliver the word of God like this ever before. And this is an extremely unique scenario. I mean, God's coming down on the mount. The mountain is smoking. Moses is coming down with tables of stone that have literally been written by the finger of God. I mean, talk about an original autograph, right? Talk about the originals. I mean, that's pretty special, isn't it? Moses goes ahead and breaks it, doesn't he? Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about something really special. And so he's like, take heed unto this. I mean, this is important. This is God's word. And you say, why? Verse 16, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image. I mean, and what is the Bible saying? He's saying, you got to take heed to this. I don't want you to corrupt yourself. How could you corrupt yourself? You make a graven image. Okay? Now he says, what is that? What is a graven image? The similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. Notice there's only 2 options. Okay. 17, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Okay? So when the Bible gets real explicit, it's pretty much picturing, you know, creatures, animals, birds, and humans. It's basically saying, like, don't make a man, don't make a woman, don't make a dog, don't make a cat, don't make a whale, don't make a little fishy, don't make a little birdie. You know, none of these things are acceptable. You're not supposed to make any of them. And he then elaborates just saying, in verse number 19, unless thou lift up thine eyes into heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided into all nations under the whole heaven. Now, here's the interesting thing about this section, okay? He does mention worshiping, but he only mentions worshiping like the stars in the sky. He didn't even mention them worshiping these creatures that they created. He's just saying, don't even make them. And then he elaborates and goes even further, saying, and when you look up in the stars and the skies, you start worshiping them too. He's like, I just don't want you to worship the creation. You're supposed to worship the creator. You know, and much better than your graven image of these things is God's actual creation of them. You know, if you want to enjoy the things that God has made, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a zoo per se. You know, going to the zoo and seeing a live bear, a live, you know, animal, some kind of interesting giraffe or some kind of interesting fish or something. There's nothing wrong with observing God's creation and enjoying God's creation, or going into the wilderness and noticing animals or wildlife or the fish, or, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking at people, right? But what would be wrong is to worship people, to worship animals, to worship these images, and to decorate things with these, you know, graven images and giving them more emphasis and preeminence than they are really entitled to. You know, that's not the right attitude. And when you start, you know, going down this track, you end up going to even further where you end up start worshiping it, calling it God, and really going off into the deep end of wicked false religion, okay? But it's got to start somewhere. You know, in order to worship an idol, you have to have one. I mean, it's impossible to even worship it when you don't even have it. So the first way to cut off idolatry is just not even have graven images. If you just don't even have graven images, it's literally impossible to worship them. So it's a great way to stop or to cut right at the cord. Idolatry is just eliminate all graven images, eliminate all of idolatry. And I'll admit to you right now that in the Bible, you know, worshiping the false gods and having false religion is more emphasized than just making it, okay? But that doesn't change the fact that the Bible has clear commandments saying not to make it. And I liken this doctrine under the doctrine of alcohol, okay? And I will submit to you that when it comes to alcohol, the Bible emphasizes not being drunk, okay? It over and over, not being drunk, drunkards, the wickedness of being, you know, basically blacked out or the evils of drunkenness. But you know what? It's also wrong to just drink alcohol. You know, and there's a few verses in the Bible, there's some sections of the Bible that teach that you shouldn't even drink at all. And so here's the thing. I'm not going to diminish the doctrine of alcohol by saying, well, it only says don't be drunk. No, it also says not even look at it, is what the Bible also says. Okay? And you know how you never get drunk? By never drinking alcohol. Now, I'll submit that if someone had a thimble full of beer, that's not nearly as bad as drinking a whole case of liquor. Okay? Yeah, I get it. Sure. And so I will submit to you that someone having a graven image is nowhere near the same as worshiping it and falling down and praying to it and all the other nonsense that's associated with idolatry. But that doesn't change the fact that both are wrong. It doesn't change the fact that they're both against the Word of God. And I don't even want to get to where I'm breaking any commandment at any level. You know, I want to be perfect with the Lord God and making sure that I'm not even doing anything that's displeasing in His sight. You know, just because the Bible says thou shalt not murder doesn't mean you can punch someone in the face. Doesn't mean you can beat him half to death. Well, I didn't kill him, you know. No, you just want to make sure that you're not breaking any commandment or causing any sin. And when you allow the graven images and you allow these pictures, you know, these, not pictures, but just when it says images, statues, these kind of, you know, creations or whatever, into the world, you're setting up yourself for lots of idolatry and a lot of wickedness to come alongside of that. Now look at verse 23. We're still in chapter 4. Look at verse 23. The Bible says, take heed on yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you. So when you forget God's word, what happens? And make you a graven image. When you forget the word of God, like the Catholics like to conveniently do, and change the Ten Commandments, what do? They end up making them graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. Now notice there's just a period there. What happens when you forget the word of God? You start making graven images. And I will submit to you that no culture or religion has a problem with making graven images outside of the Christianity and the Bible. So it makes sense that when people don't know the Bible, they don't know the Ten Commandments, they don't know the Word of God, what would stop them from making graven images? Nothing. But notice when people forget, they corrupt themselves and make a graven image. And notice what it does. It provokes God to anger. Okay, well, I'm skipping ahead to verse 25. All right, let's read some more. Verse 24, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger.